Timothy, slaves of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the overseers and ministers, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God on all the remembrance of you, always in my every prayer on your behalf, making my prayer with joy over your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being persuaded of this very thing, that the one having begun a good work in you will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. As it is righteous for me to think this of you all, because you have me in your heart, both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all sharers of the grace with me. For God is my witness how I long after you and all the affections of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may yet abound more and more in full knowledge and all perception, for you to distinguish the things that differ, that you may be sincere and without blame for the day of Christ, being filled with fruits of righteousness through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. But I want you to know, brothers, that the things concerning me have more fully come to the advancement of the gospel, so that in all the praetorium and to all the rest, my bonds have become clearly revealed to be in Christ. And the most of the brothers in the Lord, being confident in my bonds, more exceedingly dare to speak the word fearlessly. Some indeed even proclaim Christ because of envy and strife, but some also because of goodwill. These indeed announce Christ out of a party spirit, meaning a contentious or electioneering. They announce Christ trying to exalt themselves in the way they do it. Says not sincerely, thinking to add affliction to my bonds, but these others out of love, knowing that I am set for defense of the gospel. What then? Yet in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and I rejoice in this. Yet also I rejoice, for I know that this will result in deliverance to me through your petition and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but as always in all boldness, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is to me the fruit of my labor, and what I shall choose I do not know. For I am pressed together by the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on account of you. And being persuaded of this, I know that I will remain and will continue with you for all your advancement and joy of faith, so that your glory may abound in Christ Jesus in me through my presence with you again. Only behave yourself worthily as the gospel of Christ, so that whether coming and seeing you or being absent, I hear the things concerning you, that you stand fast in one spirit and one soul, striving together in the faith of the gospel, and not being terrified in anything by those who oppose, which to them is a proof of destruction, but to you of salvation, and this from God. Because it was granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer on his behalf, having the same struggle which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. So then, if there is any comfort in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, fulfill my joy, that you think the same, having the same love, one in soul, minding the one thing. He's telling us, have the same mind. Have the same mind. In the same way that you would want someone to confess their blunders to you, have the same mind and confess your blunders to them. Be open. Release the power of God. Know the things that differ. Allow the power of God to be released and allow opportunity for the love to abound. Fulfill ye my joy, that you think the same, having the same love, one in soul, minding the one thing, doing nothing according to party spirit or with a self-exaltation or self-glory, but in humility, esteeming one another as surpassing themselves, each not looking at the things of themselves, but each also the things of others. For think this within you, which mine was also in Christ Jesus, who, subsisting in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, having become in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, having become obedient until death, even the death of a cross. Because of this also God highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of heavenly ones and earthly ones, and ones under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father.
to the glory of God the Father, excuse me.
So then, my beloved, even as you always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence, cultivate your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is working in you both to will and to work for the sake of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked generation. Even having been perverted, among whom you shine as luminaries in the world, holding up the word of life for a boast to me in the day of Christ, that I ran not in vain nor labored in vain. But if indeed I am poured out on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice. Yea, I rejoice with you all, and you also rejoice in the same, and rejoice with me. Be of the same mind. Bruce?
I don't know if I can get this out and make sense of it all because there's just so much going on at the moment. But in the prayer room this morning, I had this vision of the old Roman army and the soldiers and the phalanx or the square. Because the army protected the front, so they fought in these squares, because the whole point was to protect the guy next to you, to protect his back. Mm-hmm. Your front was covered by the armor. In this case, what I'm talking about here is the whole armor of God, the shield and the sword covers the front, so you can face anything, but those things that take you by surprise, that come up on you, that's what we're for. That's why we're in this, is to protect the backs of one another. Mm-hmm. To form that square to protect each other. You were talking about, you know, when somebody said we take them food and stuff and how that's good. It's huge. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because listening to that song this morning, you know, I know you're my healer, you're my portion, Jesus, you're all that I need. I watched Jesus be Jesus because my blunder is so obvious. I don't have to share with anybody what my need was. People offered to help, they showed up. I mean, and Jesus turned up, he looked just like you, he looked just like me. He looked like Jamie Spencer, he looked like my wife and my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law, my daughter. So they all showed up and did what I needed, mm-hmm. because I couldn't. But that's because this is obvious. When we confess to one another what our needs are, mm-hmm. Jesus shows up and looks like you or me or whoever, because it's the Christ in us that answers the call. Mm-hmm. It's not some ethereal somebody out there. It's the Christ in each one of us. So when we confess those things to one another, I'm not confessing to you. I'm talking to Jesus, the Jesus that's in you. And that's the Jesus that I'm trusting. That's the one that I'm trusting, not you.
Right.
You understand?
I understand, and that's the whole point of it, is to make sure that we're allowing that Jesus in us to love them. And that we're not getting our flesh in the way. When I found out he broke his shoulder, my heart wasn't, well, that was dumb. You know, and even though he was embarrassed in the way that it happened and was laughing, and he shared that in here, you know, even though he was embarrassed by the way it happened, my heart was never, well, that was dumb. I laughed with him in hindsight of the whole thing, but my heart was, how can I help? We've got to make sure that we're not looking and judging one another's afflictions. We're not looking and trying to figure out, well, you got sin in your life. That's what happened with Job's three friends. Well, obviously you've sinned, because that's what God does. You've sinned, and there's something going on in your life, and now all this bad stuff's happening. Job's saying, but I didn't. And he began to justify himself and his three friends, even though they didn't have the answer, still pointed and said, well, obviously you've done something. And they condemned him for it. God dealt with all of them, didn't he? God dealt with Job, and he dealt with his three friends. And he did it, part of it, through Elihu, a young man who had witnessed the whole thing. And stopped in the middle when they were all done and they'd finally exhausted themselves. The young man says, you know, I'm a little disgusted at what I see. Job, you've done nothing but justify yourself and left God out of the whole thing.
And you three, you don't have any answers, but you've condemned him anyway. Then God dealt with Job.
Let's let love abound.
Are you standing just to stand, brother, or do you want to say something or talk to me? Yeah. This is my friend Norm. Lord, I pray for Norm right now. Lord, I don't have to know specifics. I don't have to know details. But Lord, I know his heart, and I know he has confessed his love for you to me. He stood at the front door of my house and proclaimed the name of Jesus Christ. So I bless him as a brother, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would bring healing to his heart. That you would bring healing to his marriage, oh God. Lord, that he would know you. That he would know you. That he would know you as his provider. As his protector, oh God. And that you would be his identity. Lord, he is a warrior of a man in world terms. Lord, you are making him a warrior of a man in the things of the Spirit. Renew his mind, O God, in the things of the Spirit. Place people around him, O God, to encourage him, to bless him, not to judge, but Lord, those that will let love abound in his life, both as priests and as kings. Lord, we rejoice that you are faithful to complete the work that you have begun in our brother. And we bless him in the name of Jesus Christ. Bill, I'm excited.
I am excited.
God is good. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. As soon as we will humble ourselves and remove the veils and all the junk and we will open up, the kingdom of God is released in our life. His protection, Aaron, come on, brother. Aww. You don't know that. Come on. Let people love on you. Well, let's speak peace into my brother's heart right now. And I tell fear to go, that love would abound. Peace in my brother-in-law.
physical problems, I fear my finances. But my emotional problems that I struggle with, like I said, I struggle with the point of view of both holding the male side. It feels awful to me.
All right, let me run. Come on, hurry.
I've been struggling with the topic
of run.
But is it right now? I'm like, God, oh, I'm just struggling with this point of laughing thought. And it's killing me. But if I fall in time, that's where it's coming from. It is my trouble. I know it's based on the fact, but I'm not trying to give it any credit. I'm not trying to sit there and let it sit there right over me. Oh, that I'm not trying to do. But it's where I struggle. Those are things to be proud of.
If you're close enough to him or you feel like Lord wants you to go lay hands on him right now. If not, let's lift him up in prayer. Lord, I thank you for the humility that's been expressed in this place today, Lord. For we cast down the spirit of pride in obedience to your word that says, confess our faults one to another. Confess our blunders one to another. Confess our struggles one to another. That we might pray. A fervent, effectual prayer, Lord, because we are free in Christ Jesus. We know the struggle. We relate to it. Some of us, Lord God, are kings. By the grace of God, we have not had the same struggle. But Lord, there is an authority that comes with it in our prayer. So Lord, we lift our brother up to you right now. And we claim freedom, and I speak peace, O God. Lord, I bless him, O God, that you would be his strength. In the midst of his weakness, Lord, the things that he has gone through and struggled with in his life, Lord, I trust you and know that you are his healer. You are the portion of God. You are the one that will make him whole, and you are faithful to complete that work that you have begun in him. It is to the glory of your name, O God. The Lord, when the veils are removed, when a man will be humble and say, this is my struggle, the glory of God. His gospel, Lord God, comes forth from him. It is the glory of God, for he is created in your image, and you have declared him righteous in his belief and faith and trust in you. You have declared him righteous, Lord, outside of his transgressions and iniquities. You have said you will not look upon those things nor remember them, but you have set him free and washed him clean in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we come into agreement with it today, and we proclaim that righteousness in Christ Jesus standing over our brother, O God, and pray, Lord, for his freedom. Complete freedom, O God, in Christ Jesus. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, would rule his heart. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, for the breakthrough. There is a rejoicing in heaven this day. Lord, I bless these, your people, O God.
I know them by their love.
By your love that's in them, and I bless them right now. With peace and with joy. Bless them, Lord, I pray. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you for your faithful love endures forever.